For the third year running, Gonzaga University was the number one recruiting school for small colleges in the U.S. when it came to Peace Corps volunteers. The Associate Director of the Peace Corps, Helen Lohman, says a total of 330 Gonzaga alum have served in the Peace Corps since its inception back in 1961.
My feeling about Gonzaga is that there's a real culture of service. They are really trying to train global citizens and give them an international outlook.
As far as the way the Peace Corps operates in the 21st century, it's much the same as when it began, with the same mission of world peace and friendship. There are some differences, though. Lohman says volunteers these days can offer more types of instruction.
They're maybe focusing more on technology, on teaching students about computers and how to use computers. They're maybe focusing on business methods for small businesses or for farmers.
Another thing that's different is that volunteers these days may not be as isolated from their previous lives because many can still communicate with home via the internet. But even with that situation, it doesn't prevent Peace Corps members from becoming a part of their communities.
But slowly what you see with volunteers is they eventually begin to get that support from their local community and are no longer getting it from their friends and family at home. Mm-hmm. Because it becomes, after a while, very, very difficult for your friends and family at home to really, really understand what you're going through.
Lohman stresses that it's not only college students who apply to join the Peace Corps. She says there's no upper age limit, and older folks are a great resource because of their life experiences. She says the oldest volunteer was an 87-year-old woman who worked in Morocco. To find out more, you can visit their website, peacecorps.gov. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.